This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. The Holy Land Foundation for Relief and Development is asking President Bush to release its assets. 2 days ago, the president froze Holy Land's bank accounts and accused it of supporting Palestinian terrorists. It's the largest Muslim charity in the United States. The foundation raised $13 million in charitable contributions last year. Foundation leaders deny it is a front for the militant Palestinian group Hamas. An FBI memorandum indicates the Bureau has been investigating the U.S.-based charity for at least 8 years and has proof of several meetings between Holy Land officers and members of Hamas. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports from the Dallas suburb of Richardson, Texas.
The November 5th memo is a 49-page FBI report to the Department of Treasury outlining the FBI surveillance of the Holy Land Foundation dating to 1993. In October of that year in Philadelphia, the memo details that Holy Land Foundation CEO Shakri Abu Baker met with the leaders of Hamas. Electronic surveillance revealed that the subject of the meeting was to develop a strategy to defeat the Israeli-Palestinian peace accord and to establish the United States as a funding source. According to the FBI memo, one long-term goal enunciated during the discussion was that the group might be able to supplant the Palestine Liberation Organization. Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill says the evidence connecting the Holy Land Foundation to the Hamas is extensive.
This is not a case of one bad actor stealing from the petty cash drawer and giving those stolen money to terrorists. This organization exists to raise money in the United States to promote terror.
In early 1994 in Oxford, Mississippi, FBI surveillance recorded a meeting attended by several Hamas leaders, including Hamas Political Bureau Chairman Musu Abu Amarzouk. The surveillance picked up Amarzouk describing how the Holy Land Foundation would become the primary fundraising organization for Hamas in the U.S. The Bureau's investigation also discovered another connection, that Amarzouk earlier had deposited two checks for $100,000 each into the Holy Land Foundation accounts. But officers of the Holy Land Foundation deny the group is funneling money to Hamas. Outside their headquarters in Richardson, Texas, Board Chairman Hassan Alashi said the FBI was wrong.
We have never met with Hamas to discuss. You go and ask Hamas, you know, ask them, do you get money from the Holy Land? I mean, I think this is a character assassination. This is an allegation from the government. I would ask the government to come forward and be courageous and show those evidences, because we think that none of our members are Hamas members.
Finally, the FBI memo identified Holy Land Foundation CEO Shakri Abu Baker himself as a member of Hamas. The memo cites as evidence a 1994 Islamic conference in California where Abu Baker was introduced as a senior vice president in Hamas. The leadership of Holy Land Foundation denied all of the allegations and said the organized Muslim community in the U.S., namely the American Muslim Alliance and the Council on American-Islamic Relations, was on their side.
There is not a single Muslim that have spoken out in support of the government. They are all openly speaking that this is a mockery. You cannot invite me to a Ramadan dinner in the White House and the next day you take my money.
Leaders for the Holy Land Foundation said they would fight the seizure of their assets in federal court. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Richardson, Texas.